Voters in Rutland will not get the chance to weigh in on whether to bring 100 Syrian refugees to the town. A petition got enough signatures to call for a referendum, but the Board of Aldermen didn't have enough votes to put it on the ballot. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, a compromise measure that was approved generated even more debate.
Several members of the city's Board of Aldermen expressed frustration at last night's meeting that Mayor Christopher Lewis had orchestrated the refugee resettlement effort without board input. They complained the secrecy and lack of information early on had put them in a difficult position and created unease among many local residents. Alderman Matt Bloomer says he felt torn. On the one hand, he supported bringing refugees to Rutland.
But I also felt that it would be difficult just to ignore the petition and throw it in the trash and say, we disagree with the public vote and we're not going to do anything to sort of address the concerns that, I feel is a fairly decent part of the community.
So Bloomer came up with what he described as a compromise, a letter to the U.S. State Department that says the Board of Aldermen can't currently support refugee resettlement because they need more time to learn about the program and address the concerns of local residents. But many refugee supporters felt the letter was just another way to derail the program. Jenny Gartner urged the board not to send it.
I understand that some of you say you are concerned about the process. Please let go of the process. This is about saving people's lives. As my father said to me today, he is very happy that the city of Rutland did not wait to decide if it was ready to accept his father when he came from Nazi Germany.
For more than 3 hours, local residents lined up at the microphone on both sides of the refugee issue. Matt Howland said there's nothing wrong with taking extra time to ask questions.
We're not saying we don't want refugees in this state. We're not saying we don't want refugees in this region. We're saying that we want to take a look to see if we can do this program right. And if we can do it right, then great. And if we can't do it right, and there's other places that can, you can take your resources and all your hard work and help them there.
When the board finally voted, they approved the letter 7-3. How it will be received by U.S. refugee officials remains unclear. They're expected to decide on Rutland's application later this month. Rutland Mayor Christopher Lewis admits he's concerned by the board's letter, but he says the State Department has already received a number of letters in support of the refugees from local school and business leaders, the governor, and Vermont's congressional delegation. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.